This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome back to the show. I'm your warrior, relentless Trump warrior, relentless conservative warrior, relentless middle-class warrior, patriot, capitalist evangelist, blue-collar SOB, son of a butcher, American-made, proud of it, proud of capitalism, proud of this great country, ass-kicker, not ass-kisser, coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, at my flagship station, 790 Talk Now. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com. We love taking your calls. Here at War Now, you can call us anytime, toll-free from any one of the 50 states, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR for Wayne Allyn Root, talk, numerically 833-927-8255. All right, so obviously I spent the entire first hour talking about the economy with Kip Herridge and about Twitter and Facebook and the Facebook implosion on the stock market and YouTube and all the high-tech companies that are discriminating against and banning and censoring conservatives, and we'll continue with that in a minute. But my big commentary was out this morning in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and it was about MGM and how disappointed I am in their CEO, Jim Murren, and his policies. And I want to bring it home to you a little bit in a couple ways. Number one, I had a few conservatives who contacted me. Again, the mail was mostly, 5-1 in my favor. But I had a few conservatives who contacted me and said, Wayne, you're always on the side of corporations and businessmen and women and capitalism, and we're surprised you're against the corporation. That's usually not what a conservative would do. Are you sure you're on the right side in this one? And so, you know, again, that comes from the fact that a lot of people don't know that MGM has any liability in this issue. That was their supposition, that MGM doesn't have liability. A madman shot people. We're surprised, Wayne, that you would think the company's responsible. So I want to read you a commentary, not the one from this morning, but the one from months ago, from I guess it was early November 2017, about a month after the terrible massacre on October 1st at Mandalay Bay and the Harvest One Festival. A commentary from the newspaper that I wrote called Guards Paint an Eye-Opening Picture of MGM Security Policies. You still think MGM's not responsible? You still think that they're not in the way they provided a lack of security for their own guests? And by the way, this is when I didn't even know. The Vegas Review-Journal, my newspaper, broke the story a month ago that almost the exact same thing happened 3 years ago. They found a guy in the room with a scope and a rifle aimed right at the Vegas Strip. He was going to pick people off and kill them. He's in jail for 4 years as we speak. He never got a chance to do it because a maid came in the room and saw it. But MGM cannot claim, and Mandalay Bay cannot claim, MGM's their parent company, that they had no way to expect this would happen when they knew it could absolutely happen. A guy shooting from a window at Mandalay Bay. It happened in one of their hotels, Mandalay Bay, 3 years before the actual incident happened. So I didn't even know that at the time. But here's the commentary I wrote, and I think it was November or late October. Since the Strip shooting, I've had many MGM employees come out of the woodwork to talk to me. Days ago, I met in person with members of MGM security personnel. They called me and requested a meeting. See, a lot of people in Vegas don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear this. They don't want to ruin terrorism. They don't. They're scared to death. Well, let me tell you, the truth shall set you free. Jim Murren is incompetent. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's ruined MGM. Now he's doing a good job of ruining the brand of Las Vegas. You're better off getting the truth out and septicizing it and, what's the word, antiseptic, using antiseptic to bring it out and getting him out of there. He's got to be fired from MGM. The damage he's doing to that company, Kirk Kerkorian's rolling over in his grave. But the damage he's doing to the Vegas brand, that's the really serious thing. So days ago, I met in person with members of MGM security personnel. They called me and requested a meeting. Anonymously, meaning they said, you can't tell anyone who this is, because we'll lose our jobs. They told me a story of a company that's filled with disgruntled employees, faulty equipment, and guards who have no training for a crisis. They say nobody still has any idea what to do in case of an emergency. Here are a few of the highlights of our conversation. MGM security personnel are undermanned, underpaid, undertrained. That's a quote direct from security supervisors. My sources say because MGM is heavily in debt and trying to save money, and because executives see security as a department that produces no profit, MGM made decisions to salvage the security budget in advance of this October 1st massacre. Most members of MGM security are disarmed. Only supervisors have weapons, and they are in offices or the control room far from trouble. The guns are far away. That leaves unarmed guards unable to defend guests or themselves for long periods of time. Guards feel helpless. There is a petition at this very moment from MGM employees demanding guards be armed because employees do not feel safe at work. Security guards are so upset they're planning to try to unionize at MGM properties. Media critics have asked why security guard Jesus Campos was sent alone to the 32nd floor at Mandalay Bay. Because of budget cuts and severe understaffing, MGM guards are almost always sent alone on calls. At its properties, MGM has lots of guards on the casino floor, but often has only three guards on duty for thousands of guest rooms. Unarmed guards. Many critics have wondered why police were not quickly called after Campos was shot. My sources say calls to police are always the last resort at any MGM property. They never want police involved. They want no public record of incidents at MGM properties. Secondly, they report MGM security has cheap, faulty equipment. Their radios are the worst problem. They often don't work or suffer dead zones all over the hotels. Campos may have been unable to reach his supervisors for crucial minutes. He may have been forced to use his personal cell phone. Contrary to public perception, there are no cameras in hallways and none in the stairwells either, meaning a shooter could quickly escape to the street without video images. High rollers such as Stephen Paddock are treated as untouchable. Security personnel cannot ask them for fear of being instantly fired. They cannot ask them any questions. My sources say the shooter likely studied Mandalay Bay. He knew the shift change times. There's a shift change at 9:59 p.m. The shooting took place around 10 p.m. It's a time of mass confusion. It's amazing that they don't change up shift times. Incredibly, members of MGM security have never been trained for mass shootings or terror attack scenarios. No one had any idea what to do. My sources say they still don't. MGM has no TAC team, a SWAT tactical team for emergencies. Wynn has a TAC team. Wynn has been training for a mass casualty scenario since 2015. MGM is just starting the training now. The timeline for the shooting is not easy to establish. Yes, traffic on MGM radios, when they work, is recorded, but it's very hard to retrieve and piece together accurate timelines. MGM's own security supervisors and employees painted this picture for me. It is an eye-opener. It's one of about five articles I wrote about MGM. Still think they have no liability? Still think this should be all thrown out of court because it's about one madman? And they shouldn't be held responsible? Really? It seems to me they didn't protect their guests. But you know what's more damning? All the letters I've gotten from MGM employees and all the phone calls in the last just couple of months saying, Wayne, nothing has changed. Wayne, there is no security. Wayne, there's nothing to stop something bad from happening again. They're putting the entire hotel at risk. Wayne, they're putting the entire city at risk. Wayne, they're putting our whole tourism industry at risk. There is nothing stopping someone. As a matter of fact, just yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago. Maybe I'm losing track of time. Maybe it was 2 days ago. So what's today, Thursday? So it must have been Tuesday. Are you aware that a 37-year-old woman drove through the Bellagio parking lot, grabbed a fire extinguisher, broke the glass, grabbed the fire extinguisher, and then broke the windows of 30 cars in the parking lot, and not a single Bellagio security guard saw the whole thing? She was never stopped or arrested or anything by the MGM security, but eventually police came and Vegas Metropolitan Police arrested her. Someone sent me that note. I didn't know about it, and then I looked it up, and sure enough, it was listed as an incident. 30 car windows busted in with a fire extinguisher by a woman who was probably drunk or on drugs, And not one security guard is available inside the Bellagio parking garage to ever see it, to ever witness it, to ever know anything about it. And then I get letter after letter saying, Wayne, there's no security guards even on the casino floor. They're asleep all the time. They're old men. They've been retired 30 years from the police. They're old men. They don't have guns. They're watching basketball games, and they should be watching the people. I hear this all the time. I have friends who go to conventions. No one checks their bags. No one checks anything bulky in their pockets. Nobody checks their cars when they drive in the garage. Not a single thing has been changed with security at MGM properties. Nothing that I know of. Nothing that the employees know of. Pretty amazing stuff. And you still think they're not responsible? You don't think in the American court system people have a right to sue when they've lost their wife, their husband, their kids, their children? And MGM has a right to sue them back? And the best example I left out of the newspaper story today, I said, you know, did the people who died at the World Trade Center, did they get sued by the World Trade Center? But actually a better example would be if an airplane crashes. It's typical airline policy that when airplanes crash, all the relatives gather, they send them counselors, they pay for it all, they give them food, they pay for it all, and then they start cutting checks. Before you've ever sued, they give you a check for $100,000 because your wife's dead, your husband's dead, your child's dead. They know they're going to get sued and have to pay out another million or another $500,000, but it's good PR to give everyone a $100,000 check. Right now, on the spot, in case you have expenses. My friend's nephew was killed on October 1st at Mandalay Bay. And his wife has no income anymore. The husband made hundreds of thousands a year. He's a businessman. And the wife makes virtually nothing. She's struggling to survive. MGM's never given her a dime. The lawsuit could take 5 years. MGM's never given her a thing, let alone counseling. So airlines would never sue the people who died in a plane crash. Why does the MGM get to sue the victims?
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code USA.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
War now!
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Megan Barth is joining us momentarily. She is in studio. She's back from beautiful Lake Tahoe, Nevada, and she is with us today in person, which is always wonderful. I just want to mention that Liberty Health Share is the greatest. There is a better way than having health insurance. I dumped Aetna. I told them to get lost. They were charging me $2,000 a month and paying for nothing. And I dumped them and went to Liberty Health Share. Best move of my life. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year for a family with four kids. So $36,000 saved over 2 years. How cool is that? You need an extra $36,000 lying around? I think pretty much everybody does, right? Who would turn that down? I don't think Donald Trump would turn down an extra $36,000. So do it today. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Take back control of your health care and hopefully save a little money, too. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. I put my kids' health in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or online at libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring this show. Megan, darling, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
You're not back permanently? Are you going back?
No, I'm
going to
go back. I'm going to go back.
Because it's too hot here, right? It's just too hot.
It is too hot. It was 114 or something over here yesterday.
Right in that range.
But it's a dry heat. Wait,
yeah.
It's dry. I don't care how many times I hear that. However, I was in New York last week, as you know, for the Judge Jeanine book launch. It had to be like 98% humidity. And then they closed LaGuardia because it rained so hard, and I got bumped to the next day. Do you know how expensive it is when you get bumped in New York for 24 hours?
I do.
That was an extra about $600 rainfall.
That's on you.
On me, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and LaGuardia is like a third world, you know what Donald Trump would say, hole.
Yeah, exactly.
That is the worst airport in the world,
Thank
I
you.
Swear.
Yeah.
You don't even
want
to go to the bathroom. You might catch a disease in the toilet there. That's how bad LaGuardia is.
I literally Purell my body. Like, exactly. I bathe in Purell during the whole entire flight.
Exactly.
Even through the airports.
Yes. Third world airports in New York City.
You need, like, a hazmat. Actually, you need a hazmat to go to San Francisco. I don't know if you heard this. So I have
yes,
to tell
the
you.
Poop the poop is lining the streets.
Yeah, they have poop maps. So literally, instead of going to the concierge at, like, the $600 a night That's Holiday funny. Inn that you have to stay at in, you know, Fisherman's Wharf, you can pick up, instead of a dinner reservation.
No, instead of a map to the stars.
Right, or a map around the city, you get a poop map now.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Very welcome to the progressive hellhole.
And by the way, as you're tap dancing to avoid the poop, you might jump over a poop and land on a needle and wind up with hepatitis C.
But so. You won't land on a plastic straw.
But you won't.
Because they just banned those, and I think that the waiters and waitresses, I think one guy just got nabbed, if I'm not mistaken, for smuggling plastic straws. Now, you can give AIDS to another person without any fault, without any jail
time. No
fallout
at all.
No, no, no. Go ahead and knowingly give AIDS to someone. You're perfectly free and clear.
You could be an illegal lawyer practicing in front of the bar. You could be the legal alien lawyer practicing in front of a judge.
Welcome to the future of America if you re-elect Democrats in 2016.
I heard the waiter who smuggles straws faces like 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years. 5 years. For smuggling straws.
Yeah.
And then they reduced all the drug sentences, which, guess what, let out some of the jailbirds in there for, you know, some hard crime, and they all came to Las Vegas.
You know what I say about San Francisco? You could be openly transsexual, but you got to be a closet Republican. Only in San Francisco. Isn't that what Bruce Jenner said? Left my balls on the operating table.
And we're not talking
something
about
like that. Yeah. All right, let's talk a little politics here. By the way, on a non-political topic, but a topic that gets me juiced up, I don't know if you saw my column in the RJ today, but it was a very interesting column I wrote about Jim Murren and MGM again, and how it's amazing to me that any company could sue the victims who were shot on their property. It gets me very upset. Your thoughts on that?
No, thank you, because I was listening to you come in, and I actually sent a tweet out saying, if you're not listening to Wayne Allyn Root right now, you are missing many details of the Las Vegas shooting. Someone should call the CEO of Jim Murren of MGM Properties International and ask him what his security policy is and his budget.
Right.
See if that changed after the largest mass shooting on his property, due specifically to the fact of what you cited in those interviews to the security guards.
You should see the letter I got the other day. I just can't find it anymore. You know, because I get over 500 letters a day. So 3 days later, it's 1,500 letters ago. But some woman who works at MGM sent me a letter and said, Wayne, security's worse now than it was on October 1st.
That woman just busted out 30 car windows, right?
That's a Bellagio, another MGM property.
Another MGM property.
But she was saying everywhere she walks on her, she didn't say which one she works at, but whichever casino she works at, which is an MGM casino, everywhere she walks, the guards are asleep. The guards look like they're...
She should take some video.
The
become
guards
a citizen
are 80 years
journalist,
old.
Ma'am. You'll save a life because of it.
Yeah,
because
they're paying, and my guys told me they're paying minimum wage. They got rid of all the good guards that were full-time, and they got part-time guys who are like 80 years old and fall asleep on the job or watch NBA games while they're supposed to be watching the casino floor. All right, we're running out of time. We'll be right back with Megan Bart to talk some politics. That's why she's here, right? We're now. See, here's Jim.
It was brown and it had raisins and we...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News.
The president was in Iowa today, where he led a discussion on developing America's workforce
The president was then in Granite City, Illinois, where he toured a U.S. Steel facility that was reopened after being closed for 2 years. The president also had a message for the cheaters around the world.
We're putting the world's trade cheaters on notice. No one rips off the United States of America, and nobody takes advantage of our workers or our companies anymore.
Facebook lost $119 billion of its value today, marking it the biggest one-day loss in U.S. market history. The company's shares plunged $41, or 19%, to close the day at $176.26. CNET's Dan Patterson has other ideas why Facebook may have dropped.
WhatsApp is growing, the Instagram is growing, but the privacy stuff just kind of lingers for the company. And this costs time, energy, and money.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we're here with Megan Barth. Her websites are ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, my website, RootForAmerica.com. I hope those are among your first stops each morning to find out the latest news and the hottest news. ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, RootForAmerica.com. Lots of things in the news to discuss with Megan Barth. California Power Grid urges consumers to conserve energy in heat wave. Now, isn't it interesting? I haven't heard in Nevada anybody urge anyone to conserve energy because Nevada doesn't rely 100% on green energy. Green energy has destroyed California's energy grid. Is that where you were going? I have no idea, but I figured...
Well, that, but also they haven't made any investments in the grid. Right, so it's just the decaying infrastructure.
How could you make investments
just like they
in the
didn't
grid
make
when all your money's being spent on illegal aliens?
Right. Well, it's well, you're exactly right. I mean, you look at the budget of California, and nearly 40% of their budget goes to illegal aliens. I think it's like 36%.
Yeah, there's like a line item that says $180 billion. Next to it says no habla inglés.
Right.
That's their line item.
Right.
It's not good. It's not good. That's all they spend their money on. It's unbelievable. Illegal aliens, illegal aliens, illegal aliens. Handouts to illegal aliens. Food stamps to illegal aliens. Don't forget free contraception, free Obama phones, free school, free meals at school. Don't forget free Medicaid, all your health care bills.
Everything's
paid.
Free, including your lawyers.
Housing allowances, all your lawyers provided by American taxpayers. Aren't we all thrilled that I worked all day so I could pay for that?
I have to put this into perspective. I lived in California for 20-some years, and I was in a Long Beach courthouse because I was pleading not guilty to the stupid, dumb speeding ticket that I got. Nonetheless, I was, of course, going to be called last, but along with the second-to-last person was a woman who was demanding a Cambodian interpreter. Well, and I'm thinking, I'm paying for a Cambodian interpreter, and I'm still behind her number.
I think you needed a Republican interpreter in California.
Right. That would have helped. But, you know, that just shows you just how much. And so then when they nearly got to her, like it was going on at like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. I think they close at 5, you know, 4:15.
Could they instantly find a Cambodian interpreter?
None, because she was sitting there all day. So by the time, you know, the judge says, you know, we still can't find anyone, you know, we're trying. And then all of a sudden she starts speaking English.
Mm.
It was amazing how that happened.
Yes, transformation.
So the California taxpayer is getting completely ripped off, and on top of that, they might as well be living in the dark because California just asked their citizens to turn off the lights because of the heat.
And I'm telling you, it's because of green energy. That's the main reason. Green energy ruins whatever it touches.
It ruins Spain's economy.
It ruins Spain, exactly. The Spanish economy is destroyed by green energy, and their electric grid was destroyed by green energy. You can't produce enough electricity without the dirty stuff that liberals hate so much, fossil fuel. That's the only way to heat your home and air condition your home.
The fossil fuel industry has made huge gains.
Right, it's not even dirty anymore.
It's not even dirty
anymore. They think it's dirty.
There's such a thing as clean coal.
I'm being exaggerative because they think it's dirty.
Well, of course, yeah.
But they think coal is so dirty. But meanwhile, coal is so much more efficient than any form of solar, wind, biofuels.
And available.
Right. Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It would get our, you know, country. When you look at the manufacturing sector, and that I love that Donald Trump is actually kind of doing a Midwest tour lately from Missouri to Illinois because he knows that's where the jobs are. And that's where the votes are. And people are going to vote with their pocketbooks. They aren't paying attention to Russia.
Right.
No one cares about Russia.
Well, the polls are out. No one cares about Russia.
Under 1%.
Yes.
The 1% is the press. Eric Swalwell, Nancy Pelosi, and the Democrats.
Look, we know polls show that no one cares about Russia. We know polls show that Donald Trump is the highest he's ever been his entire presidency. We know polls show that among Republican voters, or I should say voters of your own party, Trump's the most popular ever, more than JFK, Obama, and Bill Clinton in his own party.
And even after treason and Helsinki, right?
And after the kids separated at the border, hysteria, and the summit, and
Kavanaugh.
And everything. After all of it, he's the most popular. He's the most popular this century of anyone in their own party, and he's the most popular of his own presidency, and he's more popular than Obama.
Well, that's why they're digging in the dirt.
And yet, CNN announced yesterday that a blue wave is coming, and their polls show where they're going to win every congressional race to take over the House.
Well, that's what they said.
Can anyone believe
that? That's what they said about Hillary Clinton.
Right. So that's what it's a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke.
They oversample Democrats to lie to themselves. They're delusional. They're completely
fooled.
Do you think the party of Ocasio Cortez is going to have a blue sweep? Do you really believe that? They're out of their minds. People love Trump, and they're going to vote for Ocasio Cortez in her party? It's crazy.
I don't think we're all socialists now, but I'll tell you what, we will all be socialists if we let the millennials get a hold of, because 62% of them, I think I saw a study that said they prefer socialism over, over capitalism.
I don't know, I saw...
tweeting from their iPhone.
I don't know, I saw a study the other day that says for the first time ever it's tied Republican and Democrat identification among under the age of 35.
Good.
So it's changing dramatically. They, you know why? Because they're sick of living in mommy's basement, and they suddenly see under Obama, I lived in the basement, under Trump, I have a job. And it's not a bad job, and the wages aren't bad. They actually see the difference. So, you know, I've always argued.
People vote with their pocketbooks. It's
right,
been that way since the beginning of time.
Those who work vote with their pocketbooks.
Right.
And those who collect
that's
welfare.
That's why we need more workers.
Yeah, those who collect welfare obviously vote Democrat.
And that's why the Democrats want the dependency state back.
Right.
They want their crumbs back. Those crumbs are important.
Well, I don't know if you saw this. There was an article yesterday that I found that said that there was a United Nations study. So this is not like a guess or anything. It's a proven thing in writing. In 2001, United Nations study that said that they need to bring 600 million migrants to the United States by the year 2050. So they wanted to fill our country, which has 300 million people or so, 330, with 600 million migrants.
You might as well just cross California off because they'll all be living in the dark. I mean, if they can't get by with what they got now, they're going to double that number?
But California, the whole country and all 50 states would be living in the dark.
Of course.
We'd all be living under Sharia law. It's insanity. It's just absolutely insanity. And even when people do something dumb, the point is we've gotten so crazy with political correctness. Did you notice that there was a famous host? I'm trying to remember what city. Think what city, Wayne. I can't remember what city. I just saw it today. But he's been on the air for 25 years, and he's been with the woman co-host, like you are working with me right now, for 20 of the 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're number one in their market, and they were both suspended indefinitely yesterday because they said, what's the name of our new attorney general? And the guy said, I can't remember his name. And the girl said, I can't remember his name. And the guy said, you know, the one with the turban. And so the girl and the guy both said, all right, so for this rest of this little riff, we'll just call him the guy with the turban. And the next day, they were suspended indefinitely from their careers. Now, whether they're ever
does he wear
back,
a turban?
Yes, he does.
Well, what is the...
he's a Sikh. I think he's a Sikh, so he wears a turban. What's the big deal?
Right. The turban.
They didn't say anything bad. They didn't say all the people who wear turbans are bad people. They said the guy with the turban. What?
They didn't say all the 7-Eleven worker. He looks like a 7-Eleven worker like Joe Biden would have said. I mean,
it's not a crime. It's
double,
entertainment.
But the double standard and the outrage.
Right.
It's just, it's not appalling anymore. It's become, well, for Twitter, for example, I mean, you know, it's a segue. They want to censor whatever we do or whatever we say,
right.
But they can get away with anything.
Well, let's just as an argument, let's just say that you and I were out somewhere, and the next day I said to my kids, you know, I saw somebody when I was out with Megan. I can't remember his name. There are three people. He was the guy with the turban. Is that a crime?
No,
that's how you would identify him.
Right, exactly.
Has nobody ever said, oh, look at the three guys over there. Which one do you mean, Dad? The black
one with dark hair.
Well,
they all have dark hair.
What do you say, the black guy?
The tall guy.
Does that make you a crime? Does that mean you've committed a crime? What if you want to give the guy an award? What if you want to give him a job? Which guy do you like? Out of all the guys I interviewed, I like that guy. I can't remember his name, but he's the African American. Oh, my God, you identified his race. You're a racist. This is what's wrong with America today. And by the way, one of my favorite shows on TV is called Power. You ever watch Power?
No.
All right, so it's on cable TV, and it's the life of a black crime family.
Okay.
And 50 Cent is one of the stars of it.
Oh, okay.
And every other word is the N-word.
Right.
Explain to me if every other word in a popular show, it's one of the most popular shows on cable television, if every other word is black people calling each other the N-word, how it is that the N-word is enough to end your career if you're white? Explain to me how that makes any sense. None of it makes sense. It is a bad word. Then you shouldn't allow them to use it on Power. Stop allowing people to use the word. So if you don't want white people to use it, why should black people use it? It's crazy. Every other word on the show is the N-word. Crazy.
And that's just part of, I guess, their language and their culture.
Right. But if you use the word, forget it. It's a career ender. So I just don't. Society is just... You know,
Roseanne is going to be on Hannity tonight. It'll be interesting to see what she says.
Really?
That's
her first appearance on a major media.
Yeah, she did like a YouTube video, and she's literally screaming, and she's smoking a cigarette. I didn't realize the bee was black.
Yeah, I know. She said she thought she was just Iranian, right?
Right, which I just thought she was
Valerie
Iranian.
Valerie Jarrett
was
talking about.
Exactly. But anyway, I'll be curious to tune in and see what she says.
You know, I thought what she said was awful. It was one of those groaners where you go, oh, my God, right? But it's not one of the things you go... A person who makes $30 million a year with the number one show in America should never be on TV again. Isn't that considered censorship? Isn't that considered going too far? Isn't that considered banning people because of words instead of action? See, what I think is important is action. If you could prove to me, I'm going to sound liberal, if you could prove to me that someone went out of their way to not hire someone and they said, I'm not hiring him because he's black, that's a bad person. But if someone says something, but their career has never been like that. In other words, Donald Trump, I don't care what he says, Donald Trump's never shown racism in his actions in his life. Ask anyone
who knew
him.
But it's all about words with liberals.
Right.
It's never about actions.
Right.
Look at their policies. It's all about words. It's the Affordable Care Act.
Right.
Really bankrupt. You know, it didn't work. Oh, don't look at there. It's, you know,
but how
it's
could
all
Trump?
About intention. And they demonize their political enemies. And their political enemies, as Hillary Clinton told us, are Republicans. Any Republican wouldn't hire someone that was because they were black. Nobody I know.
Right.
And that's not a political ideology. That's true racism.
That's being decism to
decent
to not care about
human
the color person
beings exist on both sides.
Right.
Yet the left has demonized the entire conservative
left
movement.
Left demonizes everything you do. I saw an article in the Las Vegas Sun today, the most liberal rag sheet in Vegas, and they were criticizing Trump because of his authoritarian stance on putting his boot on the neck of pharmaceutical companies to keep prices down. I kid you not. If Obama had tried to keep prices down of pharmaceuticals, he'd be considered a god. They'd say Jesus and Obama are on the exact same top of the mountain. He just cut pharmaceutical prices. Trump's doing it, and they're complaining he's being too harsh and authoritarian with the pharmaceutical company. Can you even believe that? Bizarre. We're going out. Well, save that thought. We'll be right back with Megan Barth. Wayne Allyn Root, worn out. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
War now. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the sponsor of this segment is medicalpartnership.info. It's a business opportunity. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here is your opportunity. Here's an exciting business looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. There's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Could be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down, medicalpartnership.info. How cool is that? They tell you you need $100,000 to get started, but you can get started in 30 days, and you could be a non-doctor partner. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Very, very cool. No needles, no medication, no surgery. Once again, medicalpartnership.info. Check it out. All right, Megan Barth, check her out at ReaganBabe.com and MediaEqualizer.com. You've got a commentary at the Washington Times today. Tell us about it.
It was actually published July 4th, so when you started talking about this, I was like, hey, I was just published in the Washington Times in an op-ed. And what people don't realize is how much the drug lobby spends on influence and through the media. And so the title is Big Pharma and its Media Offensive. And this comes directly from one of Donald Trump's speeches that I added. The drug lobby is making an absolute fortune at the expense of American consumers. No industry spends more on lobbying than the pharmaceutical health products industry. Last year, these companies spent nearly $280 million
just on lobbying.
On lobbyists. Trump went on, that is more than the tobacco, oil, and defense contractors combined. And so what Big Pharma is doing is it's buying basically not ads, but op-eds and buying journalists, and they're going to the same cocktail parties. And so you have, you know, Axios and Politico writing on behalf of Big Pharma and against the free market policies that Donald Trump is proposing.
Mm-hmm.
Big Pharma has every interest into keeping drug prices high. And now you've seen Pfizer and you've seen Novartis back off from increasing their drug prices specifically because of tweets from Donald Trump.
Well, that's what I mean. He should be a hero of the left on that one issue and maybe a few others, but they can't. They're so suffering from Trump derangement syndrome.
They'll never see any good in anything. They don't even see good in tax cuts, which they smugly call crumbs. Well, why do you want the crumbs back? If they're just crumbs, why are you taking the crumbs from a person? You filthy, greedy government bureaucrat.
Right. Well, by the way, if it is crumbs, let's just say that there's a rich guy making $1 million extra. And let's say I'm making only $12 extra.
Right.
And you call that crumbs. But meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren let it be known that they want to raise rates by 50%.
Why stop at 50, Liz?
So instead of giving me back $12, which you're complaining is too little, you're going to take away $5,000 from me.
Right.
I'll take $12 versus losing $5,000.
That's right, and you'll get nothing for it.
Right.
No. You'll get nothing for it, and you'll like it. Just like people got nothing with Obamacare. Yes, pre-existing conditions, but we got a $2 billion, $3 billion website that didn't work. Could you imagine if you put $2 or $3 billion into the free market and let people decide on their health insurance? That would drive prices down. But the Democrats, even in their platform, are against the free market.
Can you imagine if Trump wasted $2 billion on a website, what they would say? They'd
correct.
Say he's a traitor.
Absolutely.
He's got to go to prison. He's got to be killed.
That's treason, don't you know? Yeah. I mean, if what he did over in Helsinki is treason, they might as well accuse him of treason for building a faulty website.
By the way, even we're not talking about it. I see the list of items you want
to
talk
not
about,
to.
But nothing's on this list about the EU, by the way. We won with the EU yesterday. Won. He won the trade war with the EU, and nobody's talking about it because whatever Trump does, nobody cares in the mainstream media.
They were just screaming about tariffs. I thought I was going to be. I had to grab my body bag again.
Yeah. He
right?
won with NATO.
I keep it right with me.
He won with NATO. He
correct.
Won with EU.
And he's winning with Twitter.
And he's winning with North Korea.
This.
Did you
correct.
Hear what they announced this morning? They're giving back 55 bodies of Americans
yes.
killed in the Korean War.
Yes.
They're giving them to South Korea. Is going to give them to us.
And they just dismantled a large facility.
Right.
Completely.
And none of this is ever in the news.
No, of course not. Because they have to talk about Cohen.
Right.
They have to talk about
Stormy.
Russian collusion, which was proven to be a big, fat fraud.
And, of course, if you try and talk about it, Twitter bans you and shadow bans you. It's
yes.
unbelievable.
And we're going to watch Twitter stock maybe just like we're watching Facebook stock
mm-hmm.
because Zuckerberg just lost $15 billion and they went down another 19% today.
Good.
This is the largest free fall of a tech
of any company in the history,
correct?
Yeah. Which is good.
And so now we're looking at Twitter and, oh, guess what? Yes, they are shadow banning, just like James O'Keefe uncovered, 9 months ago or 6 months ago? And then, of course, the left comes immediately out the day after that James O'Keefe says, no, it's debunked. It's debunked. It doesn't exist. It's a conspiracy theory. It's an alt-right-wing conspiracy theory. Of course Twitter is a free place to exchange ideas. Of course they're not shadow banning. Guess what?
They are.
A liberal magazine.
Vice. Yes.
Found out that
yes.
Twitter was, in fact, the fascists that the left is.
Well, they're shadow banning me. I know they are. I can see it. Look, I'm on national radio, national TV.
Right.
And everywhere I go, people know my name and they go, oh my God, you're everywhere. Nobody ever joins me at Twitter. No one ever joins me at Facebook.
So
ever.
They should no longer be protected as a neutral platform of a free exchange of ideas.
Right. That's right.
So we're going to see what happens legislatively because there is stuff that can happen legislatively.
Someone.
And then we'll see what their overblown stock is going to do.
Why isn't a conservative billionaire starting the conservative version of Twitter and Facebook? There's billions to be made with 63 million Trump fans.
There is gab
billions.
Out there. There is a whole platform, but see, that's the problem.
Never heard of it.
When you've
life.
Got a corner on the market, when you have a monopoly on the market, and you can use your monopoly as forces against, like, net neutrality, for example. That's what net neutrality is. It protects the big guys.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Megan Barth. You can find her at ReaganBabe.com. Wayne Allyn Root, right back on TV right now.
Any product advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all locals.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. star star 1234.
Takes two.